Friday morning, and every Friday during the summer, we're somewhere different. This morning, we decided, hey, the 4-H fair is on. Let's get out there to Goodles. And so that's where we are. The St. Clair County 4-H and Youth Fair is going on this week. In fact, it started Monday, continues through the weekend, and we've had a chance to talk to some of the members of the court. We talked to the Queen earlier, and we're joined right now by?
I'm Ian Grettenberger. I'm Fair King.
Okay, congratulations. Thank you. And?
I'm Lexi Bard. I'm part of the fair court.
Lexi, what does it mean to be on the court and to be involved here?
When you're on the court, it's a lot of helping out with younger kids and stuff and just making fair run smoothly. Like, we're supposed to be role models. We kind of set the tone of what the fair should be.
Yeah. And how about for you? What does it mean to you?
Actually, that was pretty accurate, I think. I got to be honest, she sounded pretty good.
Okay, what she said then. We'll go with that answer. Lexi, what have you been doing out here?
I show rabbits and I show a ton of still exhibits.
All right. So how did you get involved?
One year my parents were like, hey, we want to get you involved in 4-H because we'd always been coming out to the 4-H fair. It was always a really big thing for our family. And then I was always really intrigued with the rabbit barn. So that's how we got started with the rabbits. So my grandpa bought me my first rabbit and I got started.
And rabbits are, you know, a lot of people think, oh, wouldn't it be neat to have a rabbit? There's the, what it seems like it would be like, and then there's the reality of it. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You got to clean their cages very, very often. And they're really snuggly, but there's also a lot of work that goes into them. Because to be a show rabbit, they're not allowed to just run around your house or just, they're not as necessarily as a pet as most people would think a rabbit is for showing.
So how has your week been out here?
It's been great. I loved it.
Good, good. Ian, we were talking about what you do out here. You raise pigs, right?
Yep. It's a lot of fun. We get them in about April. And they're about 50, 60 pounds. By the time they get here to the fair, they're supposed to be around 260 pounds.
Okay, and how did you do this?
I did absolutely terrible, but it's okay.
That's all right. There's always next year, right?
Yes, there is.
So what goes into raising a pig for the fair?
It's a lot of work. You have to constantly monitor their weight to make sure they're getting to the weight you want them to be at, and you have to train them so that when you go into showmanship, you can walk them, and they are, you know, doing what you want them to do and not just running across the arena wildly.
And they're not always that well-behaved, are they?
They are not always that well-behaved. You get to some of the younger children's kids with less experience, and it gets a little crazy. And also, sometimes instinct kicks in. There's also been pig fights. They have to get in there with a large board and break it up. It gets a little crazy sometimes.
So these are not pets, by the way, and let's, because we're talking a little bit off the air about that. You don't name your pigs, do you?
I do not name my pigs. The reason why is because it makes it a lot harder to remember that this is a market animal, and at the end of the day, it's going to get processed, and someone's going to eat it.
Yeah. So that happens at the end of the fair. How many pigs are there? Because you've got to load these up to send them all off for processing, right?
I'm not entirely sure. The last number I knew was around 200. Whoa. I don't really know.
You're going to be helping load 200 pigs into a truck for market, right?
Yes.
Wow. How did you do, by the way, with your pig? I know you said you had kind of a terrible week, but yesterday was auction day, right?
Yeah, that was also terrible, but it's okay.
That's all right.
That's what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you do good, sometimes you do great.
Well, and that's part of 4-H, too, and Lexi, maybe you can talk a little bit about this as well. It's about not everybody knowing that they're going to win. Some people know that they're not going to do that well. It's about being able to handle that and say, well, hey, it wasn't my year.
Right. There was actually this year I've won first place showmanship every year. And, well, except for my first year. But this year I won third. And I had to deal with that. But I'm okay with it because I've also had to do stuff with the court. So it just made it a lot easier to open up more opportunities to do the stuff with the court.
Now, when you're not showing your animals or doing what you're here for, you're also helping out, right? Because everybody volunteers, so there's stuff to do the whole week, right?
Oh, for sure. I'm constantly, like, I'll sometimes go to the petting zoo and explain to kids kind of what's going on, or I'm around the rabbit barn walking around with my rabbit, answering questions for barn duty, or just cleaning up the barn and stuff, and it's always a ton of fun no matter what you're doing.
If there was a kid or a parent that came up to you and said, I'm thinking about getting involved in 4-H, but I don't know if it's for me, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them to call Lori Warchuk, our county program coordinator. Ask her, what kind of programs my kids are interested in, what? Archery or whatever. What kind of programs are here for me that I can look into?
And they're not just farm-related, are they?
No, we have a bunch of stuff. Me personally, I'm really big into cake decorating. I'm really big into photography, and those are what we know as still exhibits, and those are all in the still exhibit barn. They're super easy to make and stuff, and it's always a ton of fun in the still exhibit barn. But then there is all the animals too, so it's kind of what you're interested in.
There's actually even project areas that aren't even part of fair. One of the big ones for me is Outdoor Adventure Challenge. I get to go skiing, rock climbing, hiking, canoeing. And we go for 3-day trips, very low cost. I think the largest one is $50 for a 5-day trip to go rock climbing.
Man,
so,
What do the H's in 4-H stand for? Do you know?
It's the head, heart, hands, and health.
Very good. We were all talking about that at the office last week or the other day and trying to figure out. We had to look it up. We weren't sure of it. What a great symbol of what you do out here, right?
For sure.
King Ian, congratulations. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Have fun these next couple of days.
Thank you for having me.
Right, Lexi, thank you as well.
Thank you.
All right.